Okay, welcome back. This is Mitch McAllister of Notes from the Underground, April 12th, 2005. Got a nice set of tunes for you to listen to this week. Enjoy. Joy Zipper. That was from their 2000 release. That's the self-titled on Bar None Records. I think they just came out with a new one here. Let me look. They just came out with a new CD. Not sure what the release date is. It's on Danger Bird Records. Oh, there we go. I'm playing some music in the background there. That's American Whip. Better turn that off before I get in trouble. You know, I didn't mean to. I went to a website. And they're playing music, but you know, that's another part of the deal. I mean, right? I can't do that. I can't just take stuff that's being played on a website, because then I'd technically be somehow altering it, or I don't know. feel like it has to be downloadable in order to be legit. Again, I don't know the rules here, but I don't know. I hear people talking about this PodSafe. That's the technical term for what I'm playing on the show. So I don't know. Someone has a rule book here on what I can and can't play legally, then I will definitely play by the rules. But for now, I don't know, so I'm only going with what is plain and obvious to the eye. Let's see, we got some more tunes here. Like I said, that last one was from Joy Zipper, and they're touring right now with Dogs Die in Hot Cars and another band called Phoenix. I got some stuff lined up here from another group of folks that were also at the South by Southwest festival. Keep talking about that. Seems like a sort of an endless resource for me. I was able to get a lot of great music off their website. See, this band is called Devotchka. Hello, I am going to play some Devotchka for you. This song is called Death by Blonde, and I want you to listen very carefully because we have lots of beautiful music making on the song, and it might be beneficial for you to listen because it's got lots of nice guitar, maybe a little bit violin. It's a clever mixing of modern music and the days of old. So here we go with Devotchka, and this song is called Death by Blonde. And I'll have more information after the song, a little bit album and whatever. Okay. We'll be right back. All right. So that's Devotchka. Now, I kind of went into this whole, you know, funny, weird Russian accent kind of thing. Because, you know, they have that, they have that kind of a sound, you know. But they're not really Russian at all. They're not even European. They're from Denver, Colorado. So I guess that's where all the cool international sounding indie rock is coming out of these days. Kind of remind me of I don't know, something like a mix between Calexico and I don't know, American folk mariachi band. Anyways, what track was Death by Blonde, and that's on what, Una Volta. That's the name of the disc. That came out on in 2003, and that's a self-released album. How cool is that? Now, on their website, they have a ton of MP3s available for download, so you can check out their music and do whatever. And, you know, they don't have any label restrictions. They don't have anybody telling them they can't do it because they're doing it themselves, which I think is admirable. You know, I think Wilco sort of paved the way for a lot of bands when they kind of proved that you didn't need a big record label for this kind of distribution. So these guys are actually touring. I'm reading on their website now. It says here, hang on. It's on their news or on the home. Yeah. They're touring with M. Ward, who I actually, I saw open for My Morning Jacket. I saw M. Ward, and he just released a new album too. So I went over to his, or I went over to Matador actually, because that's the label that he's on, and they have a track on their site. So I thought I would bring that on over for you. Oh, or listen, you know, while we're on the subject. So here we go with a track here from M. Ward, and this one is called Vincent.
Oh, I went to the doctor, I said, doctor, please, what do you do when your true love leaves? He said, the hardest thing in the world to do is to find somebody believes in you. Make a sad, make a sad. Make a sad, make a sad, make a sad, sad song. I make a sad, make a sad, make a sad, sad. Killer whale, please.
my one trick up my sleeve. I sing it over and over till she comes back to me. I make her sad, make her sad, make her sad, sad song. I make her sad, make her sad, make her sad, sad song. And so I went to my mama. I said, Mama, please, what do you do when your true love leaves? She said, the hardest thing in the world to do is to find somebody believes in you.
Okay, M word there. That's a that song is called Vincent. And I just got it right. Like I said, I got it right off the Matador Records website. And I'll include a link there in my show notes. Let's see. They got a... Yeah, he just had a new CD called Transistor Radio. And that came out on February 21st. So I think I'm going to go out and get that. I really like that track. This kind of reminds me of... Reminds me of a sort of a, everything's a mix, isn't it? You know, everything, when you describe something, it's got to be a mix. You can't just say it sounds exactly like that guy. Because if you do, well, if you end up saying that, then no one really wants to listen to it. But it sort of reminds me of a mix between Tom Waits and... Well, maybe it does just sound just like Tom Waits. No. it's sort of a mix between Tom Waits and maybe Bonnie Prince Billy. What do you think? Does it sound like Bonnie Prince Billy to you? Yeah. So that's off Matador. And let's see if I can get some interesting info here on this guy. Okay, that song was called The Transfiguration of Vincent. Excuse me. They said it was written up in All Things Considered. Here's this quote. Songs alive in metaphor and imagery in the spirit of Tom Waits and the late John Fahey. The antidote to commercial country. Well, that's a nice thing to say. See, M. Ward here is from Portland, Oregon. And, that's cool. There's a lot of good music out of Portland, isn't there? Let's see. They're mentioning Tom Waits, Granddaddy, Sparkle Horse, Howl, Gelb. And a bunch of others. So, there's M Ward for you. Now, what do you know? Got a good guy here. Let's see. What's after that? We got another. Oh, here we go. This is one of my all-time favorite bands, Pinback, and I got a song off their website. Now, this is from their very first album, titled Pinback CD. What is it? The track's called Lion, and yeah, it's from the disc titled This Is a Pinback CD. I actually did get their new album, which I totally love. That one just came out end of the summer. That one's called Summer in Abandon. That one's got a great track on it to call AFK is my favorite one on that one. And they've got a bunch of good albums. Another one called Blue Screen Life EP. They seem to do a lot of EPs, and I think they release a lot of the stuff themselves. So it was very cool. There's also another band called Octagonally Yours, which is, I can't remember which guy in the band, one of the two, the other two guys is into it, Octagonally Yours, and that's kind of cool. I don't know, there was some, like, Fisher-Price kind of thing called the Octagonal back in the day, and you put like a little plastic record type deal in it, and then it plays. And I guess they use that as sort of an instrument, a focal point instrument for a lot of their tracks on that. But enough about Octagonally Yours. I'm playing a track from Pinback here. So without any further ado, let me play this track here for you called Lion.
Thank you.
Thanks again for having a listen. This is Mitch McAllister of Notes from the Underground. See you next week.